All right, kids, let's throw this one on the bonfire.
What?
What is this?
Holy catchphrase.
This is a forum where we discuss films.
What is throw it on the bonfire?
Well, as you know, our podcast is called Movie Bonfire.
That's correct.
And if you can imagine, like, having a camp out on the beach, the gigantic fire with wisps of flame up into the clouds.
Yes.
And everyone
imagining it.
Up into the moon and the clouds.
Yeah.
Like, and then imagine bringing all your favorite DVDs.
And not being able to watch them because you're on the beach.
And tossing them into the fire and watching them shrivel up in flames.
Why would I do that with my favorite ones? I would probably put fake ones into the case and pretend like I was burning them.
It would be like burning them out of effigy and respect.
And then we would discuss them?
It's like you're setting them free, man.
Oh,
you put your DVDs in the fire.
The spirit of the movie goes up into the sky.
To the moon, man.
So then this is our catchphrase. Let's throw it on the bonfire.
It's a little bit long, but I like it.
Well, we can work on it. It's a good start. It only took us over a year to get one. That's not bad. Let's throw it on the bonfire.
All right. Can I throw a shout out before we start?
Go ahead.
Hey, out there, if you listen to our podcast and you like it and you want to comment on the episode, we love your comments. We are so happy to get them, especially when they're encouraging.
Yes.
So if you're listening to this, and you hate it or you like it, we don't care. Say something back to us.
If you hate it, that's even better.
That's even better. Totally. If you hate it.
Because then we can slam you on the next podcast.
Okay. So.
Are we still watching these movies about zombies, for Christ's sakes?
I think we are. I mean, I am. I don't know about you.
I'm so sick of these movies.
This feels like a longer marathon than the Jason marathon. Yeah. I didn't think that was possible.
Yeah, it's weird. It must be the space between the movies.
That could be.
I don't know. Or maybe it's like no matter how bad the movie is, at least if they tie together, you kind of like feel like there's a sense of continuity and doing something as a group, but
you're like, well, at least they're not in space.
These movies are totally unrelated.
So, I believe this is your movie, Zach.
Yes, this movie is the one we're throwing on the bonfire, so to speak, today. Yes. Is called Dead Snow. It is about zombies, obviously, but it's about Nazi zombies.
Ooh.
Which is apparently is a subgenre of zombie movies, Nazi zombie movies.
A subgenre?
No, that's not. That's what
this
I
is just
read
for this movie.
No, there's like several other ones.
Oh, I thought this was totally original then. Now I don't like this movie as much.
there's other Nazi zombie movies.
But none made it this big.
Oh, no.
Like with a real DVD release.
I don't think so. I think there was one. I can't remember the name of it. But anyway.
I don't think they're really zombies. And I'll argue that later.
Yeah, I would agree. So, anyway, this is called Dead Snow. It's a Norwegian film about Nazi zombies in the mountains. Snowy mountains of Norway. So, basically, here's the breakdown. We have a group of kids. They go up to a cabin to camp out for a weekend. Nazi zombie attack. There you go. That's the breakdown.
Typical weekend.
Yeah. Let's throw it on the bonfire. Go.
Okay. Here's what I want to say about the movie is, when I turned it on, I'm like, this is some foreign language. I thought it was German. Now I'm wrong. It's really
I thought it was too, yeah.
You did? You saw Cold Prey.
I know.
It's right from the start, did it not seem like the same movie?
Cold Prey.
Kids with the weird accent.
Let's talk about something that I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you should have watched Cold Prey, a Norwegian slasher film.
It definitely had very similar feel, yeah.
Because I thought it was German too, and then I was like, oh, wait a second. This is like Cold Prey, and I looked it up. Every time I say Cold Prey, I feel like I'm saying Coldplay incorrectly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, and then I looked it up, and I was like, oh, this is another Norwegian film.
Well, I should have known, because Dead Snow is not German. D-O-D.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
German for dead.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah, I think that's just my, like, just lame American oversight that I didn't notice that this was, I didn't really notice the language. But here's what I want to get to. The point that I liked was, or the point that I picked up on was, they're laying down the plot line of all the slasher films that we've had already. Basically, a group of kids, throw in the old curmudgeon who comes in and warns them, throw in some sex. They're not really smoking any pot, but they're drinking. You know, the first guy who gets laid is getting his head pulled apart, basically. And that's what happens. And I really like the overlay of that template. Overlay that with some zombies. And then a further overlay of the fact that it's not just zombies. It's this cool, iconic Nazi zombies, and they are dressed to the hilt with their commandant clothes. And, oh, and here's what I want to say. Even though they're foreign, I like that we have the...
Movie geek?
The movie geek.
I knew you would like the movie geek. Right when they were like, oh, this guy's a movie geek, I was like, oh, yeah. I know somebody that's going to like this character.
And it's American movie geek. They're talking about Friday
April
13th.
Fool's Day, Friday like, 13th, yeah.
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 So I'm like, shoot, this is going to be good. We throw together some real hotties with some kind of schlubs, and then we see what happens.
He was kind of like the guy from Friday the 13th Part 3, the nerdy fat guy. What was that guy's name?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember it.
The guy who introduced the...
The guy who introduced the hockey mask.
Yeah, I know
who it was a girl's name.
Like Jamie or something.
Like, I think it began with an S.
Francis. Sue.
Sanchez. Swanson. Slappy.
Oh, check the briefcase.
Samsonite.
Oh, well, let me ask you a question. I thought that we start off with a kill right off the bat.
Yeah.
And I thought that kill was pretty effective. I liked the music that was behind it, and it was a pretty good kill.
Yeah, and it started the movie off like, what's going on here? This girl's running through the woods, trees flashing by, something's chasing her, but we can't see it. We know it's fast. We know it's a zombie movie, so we know we're dealing with the fast kind of zombies, as we previously discussed in the last episode.
Right.
Which we would then logically conclude that it was a virus-caused zombie. But no.
No, it's a new kind of nothing caused it.
Yeah. Just evil Nazism makes zombies.
Yeah, that's true. But there is a little kink in the zombie legend. These zombies are basically protecting their gold that they pillage from the local villagers.
Yeah.
And this is when all the shit starts hitting the fan, is when these young asswipes start picking into their gold chest. After that, that's when they start dying.
How did Sara get killed?
See, that was my question. She didn't have any gold on her.
She didn't have any of that on her.
That was the weird part.
Which one was Sara?
The one in the beginning, the first
girl.
The
girl who owns the cabin, who is not, who the, you only see running in the...
Yeah.
The one that licked the poop off that guy's finger?
No. The one where you only see her at the beginning when she...
Oh, yeah. I don't know. She was just, like, on their territory or something.
Collateral damage?
Yeah.
Kind of like the old curmudgeon. This is another point I want to bring up. We have another difference in zombie... lore. It doesn't look like if you get killed by the zombie, you turn into a zombie.
Right.
Because this never happens. Although, it could be argued that no one ever gets the chance to turn into a zombie.
Because they get killed too fast?
Yeah. Like, the curmudgeon, maybe he didn't even get bit. He just gets beat to death. So he never got bit, so he wouldn't turn into a zombie.
That could be. I mean, they set up the whole don't get bit thing, you know, they reference it a couple times, but they never follow through with it because, you know, the dude gets bit, but he gets killed, like, immediately, so.
Exactly.
It was kind of like they were maybe, we're going to bring some zombie lore in here because this is traditional zombie stuff, but, you know, we don't really care.
Yeah, we don't need to follow through with all that. Yeah. We can change it around.
We have Nazi zombies.
Vampires walk around in the daytime. People don't turn into zombies when they get bit.
You know, I'm back and forth on this. I don't know whether or not that is truth or lore, or truth or legend in this movie, whether or not you get bit, because on the one hand, I think that it's actually, it would happen, and they just didn't follow through on it because it gives us a chance to, like, see the guy cut his own arm off and cauterize it. That's one reason why we don't see it come to fruition. Wow, I'm on the fence about this, because the last guy who got bit in the nuts... He would have obviously become zombified as he's crawling down the mountain back to his car, because that would have been a couple hours. The snowmobile guy,
dead.
It's feasible that he would have not turned yet before he got killed. Feasible.
These zombies
seems like he should have turned on the snowmobile as he was driving back. I would have liked to see him come back as a zombie on the snowmobile. I've already turned, but he doesn't. Now that I think it through, I do agree that these zombies do not infect others with their bites.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't make sense if they did because they're Nazi zombies and they're a group.
And only Nazis are there.
Yeah.
You don't see any other zombies.
Somebody even says that.
Yeah, that's
true. He says, you can't turn into a zombie. Your grandma's Jewish or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's like, you think they'd recruit a Jew?
Yeah.
A quarter Jewish or something?
So he can't be a Nazi zombie. I think what we're finding is that if you're bitten by a zombie, you will turn into a zombie. If you're bitten by a Nazi zombie, nothing will happen. You will die.
Except you just might mistakenly cut your own arm off.
Yeah.
Or, out of prevention.
I think what they might be saying is, you notice how Movie Geek immediately jumps to zombie conclusion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Natural conclusion, right?
Right.
So I think what they're trying to do is say, okay, we're going to go out of the normal zombie movie where they're like, what are these things? They know what they are. They think they know what's going to happen to them, but yet, no.
They're wrong. Everything they've been told in movies is incorrect.
Yep. Only Nazis are zombies, not regular people.
Now would you take it one step further and say these things are physical entities? Because they just might be ghosts. And maybe they could be taken out, like, momentarily by the chainsaw.
No, because and then, you cannot hang from a mountain cliff by the intestines of a ghost.
It's true.
Intestines. That is my worst complaint about this crappy movie. It's not a crappy movie, but here's
that's
my
a
worst
complaint?
Here's my worst complaint. I would have liked to seen a movie that had the Nazi zombies with a little bit more tinge of realism, because there's just too many times where we're like basically ripping bodies apart and gory and basically ripping off Evil Dead 2 and people hanging from their intestines over cliffs. And that's all interesting and fun. It's fun, it's fun. But I think that the fact
when I go to watch a zombie Nazi movie,
and here's
I
why.
Want some realism, goddammit.
The image of the commandant with his cadet uniform on is so powerful that you don't need to gussy it up with some fake rubbery gore, in my opinion.
Well, I think, though, you kind of have to, because you're, like, if you're being asked to be taken seriously, but you're, the whole movie is based on Nazi zombies that live in the mountains of Norway, then you're like, people are going, what?
That's complete bullshit, man. You can make it. you can make a realistic movie out of anything. Case in point, The Dark Knight. You ever see that movie? It's about a guy who dresses up in a bat suit.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it's realistic.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it's good.
How? That's totally different. What do you? How is that? No.
No, you
totally
just different. Made the argument. You said, well, if you have zombies in your movie, you got to be like tongue-in-cheek gore.
I didn't
fest.
Say zombies. I said Nazi zombies Nazi in zombies. The hills of Norway.
I believe that this legend is more powerful than the regular straight up zombies because of the fact that you have the whole backstory of Nazism.
You've just turned me.
And you didn't even bite you.
I argued
you.
Powerfully, but you know what? Now that you say that, I'm picturing it. It would be kind of creepy if it was like in these deserted hills, there are maybe zombies, maybe ghosts, ghost zombie Nazis. If you tread on this ground, a pack of dead people who are dressed as zombies who are still basically have the same brain will get you. That's kind of scary. I can see that being realistic.
And you can amp up the fact that, if you remember, he goes into the Nazi lair and they have like collections of these heads and there's like Nazi flags in there. Like amp up all that shit where there's like glorified Nazism down in these caverns, and it's a much cooler movie.
So more like The Hills Have Eyes.
Never saw it.
Okay, well, more like that. This to me is more like a Peter Jackson...
Yeah,
Sam Raimi kind of ripoff.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, let's but for what I like that it starts it to the issue I had with it is a different issue is that I feel like it's two or three separate movies in chunks. Like the opening is like we are a standard horror movie. Something bad happens at the beginning to get you excited. We set it up. It's a group of hot kids going to a deserted place. There's a curmudgeon. A curmudgeon warns them. And then you're just like preparing for the suspense of something bad's gonna happen. Then all of a sudden, shit explodes and shit's going crazy with all this attack and Peter Jackson style gore. You're like, oh my god, this is so exciting. Then it goes beyond that into like Evil Dead 2 nonsensicality. And so then I feel like it's.
I'll tell you what happened. Here's what happened. Three friends are like, let's make a movie. Two of them are like, this is going to be ridiculous. We're going to have sweet snowmobile kills. This is going to be awesome. And one guy's like, what are you doing? We're going to make this a really good movie. So, with, you know, he got his say in part of it. They got their say when the climax came.
They had to balance each other out.
Yeah.
So, what were you, good theory. Were you pulling your interest out of it when you were seeing them like going after the zombies with the pitchfork and the snowmobile? Were you like, oh,
well,
I But you just said you didn't like that.
No, I liked it. I just felt like this. It didn't keep up the like when it threw all that action in all of a sudden about like halfway through.
Yeah.
I was excited. I was like, wow, the rest of this movie is gonna be all exciting. But then it kind of like pitched around a little bit in between all this super excitement and then like some seriousness, like drama a little bit for a moment, and I just kind of didn't like that. I would have rather it just kind of fakes you out. Like, here's 40 minutes of suspense, and then boom, now shit's going crazy for the rest of the movie. That's what I was kind of looking for when that happened.
Really? I kind of like that they jump back and forth. Because, yeah. I mean, it seemed like they flirted with a decision but didn't really make it. You know what I mean? It's like, we're going to get a little campy here, but not so much, you know? And, like, in the middle of all this, we have this, my favorite scene in the movie, where the chick is, like, knocked out, sort of coming to, and Nazi zombies are feasting on her intestines. I'm like, I was creeped out by this. Because I was in her, you know what I mean? Was
intense.
That was, like, the first time in a zombie movie I felt connected in a character.
That's true, because you see it from her perspective. Kind of fuzzy, and you're like, what's going on? What is she seeing? What are they doing?
Yeah.
I loved that scene.
I like that, too. I forgot about it until you just said it. I think that was a good little touch.
Yeah. And then she pulls the pin on the grate, and I'm like, genius. Genius.
Do you like the whole idea of the one doctor? They're all medical students, but the one medical student who cannot, is afraid of blood at the beginning of the movie. And by the end of the movie, he has basically overcome and become basically a different person. And I think that was his little metaphor that we see, like, he's the one who cuts his own arm off, and he's the one that kills 50 zombies with a pitchfork.
I think he made that transition really fast, though.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like they, like, I did like that at the beginning he had this issue, and then at the end he's, like, covered in blood and just like, ah. But one point he sees her cut her finger barely with a knife, and he's, like, going to pass out.
Right.
In the scene when all the action starts happening and the guy's head gets ripped off, he doesn't react to it any different than the rest of the people.
Yeah.
So I would need some kind of transition to show me that that's what's
happening. I don't think you
need that. He would be like, oh my god, his brain got ripped out, pass out. And then wake up and be like, oh shit. And then slowly he's getting over it until he's like overcome his issue.
I disagree with you, because I think what I was trying to illustrate to the audience is that when the shit hits the fan, when the war starts, when the garbage starts really happening, you're going to step it up and you're going to have to do what you need to do. You can play, you know, a little coward in the regular world, but when stuff starts to happen, you become a different person. And that's what I kind of thought. All of them that become different people, except for the one little coward girl. She was kind of too afraid. She got her intestines eaten out. But the rest of them all stepped up to the plate. We got Snowmobile Man, who basically sews his own wound. He was supposed to be in the military, so he was supposed to believe that he already had the ability to do this shit. The two knuckleheads who find the back at the camp, you know, they step it up. And even the girl who climbs up in the tree, you know, flops down and stabs one through the skull. And she made it to the end, too, if she hadn't been killed by her own boyfriend.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So I don't think you need a transition. I think it's just like when stuff bad starts to happen, you will pull it out.
Yeah, so you're saying it was illustrating that point by having one guy that was not just a normal guy, but totally afraid of blood, that he would make the transition to be able to handle this shit.
I think there's a couple moments in there where they're all looking at each other and like going, can you believe this shit is happening? And it's sort of like they're going, oh, this is kind of cool. They won't say it, but
that's what I liked. When all the action started happening, it seemed like, to your point, more realistic. Like, people are like, we're going to rise to this occasion. This shit is crazy. Can you believe that this is happening? Well, we're going to do something about it. And they start doing something about it, instead of in a lot of these movies where people are just like, what the fuck? I don't know. Let's separate. Let's go outside. Like, these people were like, let's get together and let's make something happen. Now we're going
to
do this.
Send the girls to the car.
Oh, yeah. Then they did separate.
I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, then they fucked it up.
Yeah. It'll totally be okay. You two just go. It's fine.
They set their own house on fire by accident.
Yeah. Because he's trying to throw the ball on top.
Yeah, very effective.
Yeah, he is.
I liked all.
I mean, I mean, I think I'm splitting hairs here. I like the movie too. I mean, it's what movies have we seen? Dead Girl sucked. Night of the Living Dead, a little bit boring. What else have we seen?
Dawn of the Dead, which was
awesome. Dawn of the Dead was better than this movie, but this movie wasn't bad.
Didn't we see one more? Oh, Zombie 2.
Zombie 2, yeah. Fulci.
This is better than that.
Yeah. This is more what I expect from a zombie movie these days. It's more like,
maybe
a bit tongue-in-cheek, like, to be like, zombies, haha, like, something crazy is going to happen.
Maybe we just like more current movies, because that's really what we just said. We don't like any movie prior to 1990.
We don't like any movie that takes zombies seriously.
No, yeah, I like Dawn of the Dead. That little girl stabbing her mother, that was a good perk. Are we done talking about this? I don't know. I can't really think. I don't have anything more. I just think we'll see it.
Okay.
How about the ending? Oh, nobody survives.
Well, typical zombie.
Yeah.
That's what we talked about before. Zombie movies. Bleak.
How did the,
always.
Yeah, but
how did the Commandant just appear like that at the end if he's not a ghost? That means he was following him all the way down and waited until the very end.
Until he got to the car?
Yeah.
Maybe they can spawn on the gold.
He just showed up.
He's like, bing.
Well,
I don't want to analyze it.
That's just a classic horror movie thing. Like, last moment, boom.
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of lost a little respect from me at that one. I just wanted something creative.
I like that he said fuck, but it was in Norwegian, but it was like, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Fuck. I cannot write fanction to get out of this one.
Norwegian, Romanian. Same language. Didn't know.
Nazis, zombies, and both.
No, yeah.
I see your point. I like the movie enough not to let that one get to me, though. Because okay. I was like...
Well, by that point, I was kind of like, this is nonsense anyway. I mean, just throw anything in there. It's all... I mean, you had a guy hanging from a cliff by intestines.
That's what I'm saying. They were so creative.
That sucks. Hated those.
They were so creative up to this point. I mean, dude's killing people with snowmobiles, it's going nuts.
Machine gun on a snowmobile. You know, they did have a lot of
the snowmobile kills. Those are awesome things. He's like,
and I love the scene like where they're just running through the zombies, just destroying them.
Yeah.
That stuff like that. Yeah. That's true. And they could have come up with something better than that.
Oh, Nazi main guy gets me. Like, he would actually kill somebody himself. He's got underlings to do that.
Yeah, he could have sent one of his thousand of other zombies.
Be like, I'm just going to pop one up out of the ground right next to you to chop your nuts off. So that was, it's just disappointing. It's like they're just like, well, we got to wrap this shit up, so.
So this director from this movie, I see on IMDb, is getting some big budget to make a movie called Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters.
Nice.
Was it about kids?
I don't know what it's about.
Hansel and Gretel is a wicked fairy tale.
Yeah, well, they're not just Hansel, they're witch hunters.
That's like put little kids in cages and like fatten them up so they can eat them.
Yeah.
That's bad.
But I'm having a feeling it's Hansel and Gretel grown up.
Oh, yeah.
Doing some fucking shit like this.
What a great idea. You mean like Hansel and Gretel get older and they're like, we're going to go take care of that bitch.
Yeah. And any probably. Other witch.
Yeah, and any other witches. Like, they probably escaped, and this is my guess. But basically, this director got some recognition for this movie, and he's making it a movie that...
Is it English-speaking?
I think so, yeah.
Well, they killed the witch in the fairy tale, so they have to go with their other witches, right?
Oh, yeah. Her sisters, maybe. I didn't remember that part of it.
Oh, they put her in the oven.
Yeah.
Yeah. For all you movie bonfire listeners wondering what the story of Hansel and Gretel is about... So, okay, grades. I say Dead Snow, I really liked it, but I can't in good conscience give it a really high grade because it's still tongue-in-cheek and kind of imbalanced. But I will give it a B- because I would recommend it to someone, but I would have to have a little catch in there to say, I recommend this movie to you if you like splattered gore and zombies and nonsense. But I really liked it. Okay. That's my grade.
I'm going to jump in there and say I liked the movie too. I'm going to give it a B+. The reason I'm not giving it an A is because of what I mentioned earlier. I think there's a movie there that has the lore of the Nazis and a little bit more realism that I would rather see. And I hope this movie didn't ruin that because I hope there's someone out there who gets inspired by that and makes a more realistic zombie.
So you like this movie more than me. You give it a B+.
Yeah, I would have given it an A.
Wow.
But
even with the intestines?
I could have passed all that. I'm not all negative.
Okay.
I mean, there is something to be said about the gore. It's just, I just think there's something more here that you can mine, and that's the Nazi shit, and that's more interesting to me than the gore shit. So that's why I'm not giving it an A.
All right.
Okay. That's fair. Well, a big part for me is how a movie leaves me feeling afterwards. So the end is very important. Hence, Night of the Living Dead actually got a decent grade. Or was not an F, I believe. So this movie let me down at the end. It was entertaining throughout, but it let me down. So I'm going to give it a C.
Oh, ooh. Harsh.
It let me down.
Hey, what's next? I think it's back to me, I hope.
Pontypool? Was that right?
Can I switch mine up? Or did you guys already watch Pontypool?
I didn't watch it.
If you guys have already watched it.
I haven't watched it.
I want to watch Fido.
Fido?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's out there. You guys can get it.
It's on the chair?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay. So that's the next one instead of Pontypool?
Yeah.
For all of you that were so looking forward to the review of Pontypool, we would like to announce right now that it's not going to happen.
No. Nope.
Unfortunately. If you feel very strongly about this, let us know.
We pulled it out of the bonfire.
It's kind of melted. A little bit of it is dripping onto the sand.
Crusty.
Yeah, but it's not going to get burned.
You're not missing much. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right, so look forward to the next episode, which will be about Fido.
Fido.
Word.
See ya.